from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Houston, Texas, the fourth biggest American city, braced for more tropical storm rains Monday. Rescue workers struggling to reach thousands of people already stranded by raging floodwaters. City officials said they had rescued 2,000 people, but still had about 185 critical rescue requests to handle. The Federal Emergency Management Administrator Brock Long said, "We're anticipating over 30,000 people being placed in shelters.
We've been telling people that this is coming. It's still ongoing, but you couldn't draw this situation up. The bottom line is that it's going to continue on. We need the whole community, not only the federal government forces, but this is a whole community effort from all levels of government, and it's going to require the citizens getting involved."
Forecasters expected the storm that came ashore as Hurricane Harvey on Friday night to drop as much as 25 centimeters of new rainfall around Houston, and that another 40 to 60 centimeters could fall through Wednesday. The region has already seen more than 60 centimeters of rain in some places. President Trump is set to visit Texas on Tuesday. He had already declared the state a disaster area, making it eligible for assistance from the national government. And on Monday, he designated parts of the neighboring state of Louisiana as disaster areas as well. The National Weather Service said the center of the storm was drifting slowly to the southeast, but it could go back into the Gulf of Mexico and possibly strengthen slightly before making landfall again on Tuesday. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Gasoline prices have been rising and oil costs have been changing as the former Hurricane Harvey's winds and rising floodwaters slam into a part of Texas that has a significant portion of the nation's oil industry, particularly oil refineries, shipping, and production. A car bomb exploded Monday in Baghdad, killing at least 10 people and wounding 28 others. The explosion happened in the mostly Shiite Sadr City section of the Iraqi capital. Members of Iraq's security forces were among the casualties. So far, no claim of responsibility for the bombing. Two civil rights organizations filed lawsuits Monday against President Trump's ban on transgender service in the military. On Friday, the administration ordered the Department of Defense to put the ban into place. Kenya's Supreme Court granted the opposition access to all official tally forms and the Electoral Commission's computer servers as official hearings opened Monday on the opposition's challenge to presidential poll results. From Nairobi, the VOA's Jill Craig reports.
Following pretrial discussions over the weekend, the Supreme Court has begun hearing arguments on the opposition party's petition contesting results of the August 8th presidential election. The official results showed President Uhuru Kenyatta defeating Raila Odinga by about 1.4 million votes. Since Election Day, the National Super Alliance, or NASA, opposition coalition has argued that the voting system was hacked, leading to what they call a stolen election. The Supreme Court's first order of business Monday was the opposition's request for access to the Electoral Commission's servers, which NASA says will provide the necessary evidence to support their argument.
It is our order that the petitioners, as well as the third respondents, shall be granted a read-only access.
The rest of Monday's hearing was scheduled for Odinga and Kenyatta's lawyers to argue their sides of the case, as well as the Electoral Commission to defend the integrity of its voting systems. The Supreme Court has until Friday to give its final ruling. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
An attorney for Samsung Vice Chairman Lee Jae-yong filed an appeal Monday in the bribery case for which Lee was sentenced last week to 5 years in prison. The lawyer filed the appeal at the Seoul Central District Court. Lee has denied any wrongdoing. The court said he offered $38 million in bribes to four entities controlled by a close friend of the former president, Park Geun-hye. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.